Better music. This is Q Radio. That's Ed Sheeran and Thinking Out Loud. And before that, Adele and Rolling in the Deep. Right, it's 11:15. We have got a whole plethora of people in the studio. We got much of the cast of Pride and Prejudice. It's being performed by Golden Apple Players. And we've got the boss as well. We've got the boss. Sister Angus is with us. You're very welcome back to the studio.
Thank you very much.
We've moved on to another production now, Pride and Prejudice. Give us a wee bit of background on Pride and Prejudice, because it's a Jane Austen novel.
Yes, and it's one of her most popular novels, and it deals with a lot of issues that were around at the time. The Regency era is when it's set, 1811, and at that time the only hope women had was to make a good marriage, and Jane Austen was a bit ahead of her time, and so she wrote the role of Elizabeth, who sort of broke the general feeling of the time. You know, she wanted to be independent. She wanted to marry for love and stuff.
She sort of stepped out from the crowd, kind of thing.
Yes, yeah.
we've got Elizabeth here. We've got Mr. Darcy, obviously the most famous character from the.
Yes, possibly. He has a very gruff exterior, but just like the guy who's playing him, he's got. He's really a softy inside.
Sister Angus, we were chatting off air about golden apple players. Tell us a wee bit. Give us a wee bit of background on them for people who don't know.
Right, well, it sprang from our main school, which is the Hazel Wan Theatre School, and a lot of the students were going on to apply for drama schools in London, and one of the questions that some of them were asked at interview was why were they involved in so much musical theatre, and that there didn't seem to be many straight plays.
Though
we do straight plays for A-level and GCSE and that, but so I thought, well, I must start something that will give them the opportunity to do classic plays. So as 2013, the 20th anniversary was coming up, it was 2012, I thought I'll form a group of interested people, you know, people who are really keen to go on to do drama.
Yeah.
And start, give them the opportunity to do this. And there was huge interest in it, you know, when I put it out. And the first, then we did The Crucible, and they all enjoyed doing that. And
it's quite a big challenge to start with, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's one of, I like a challenge, basically.
I can see that from what's around you there as well.
Yeah, when you're doing it in the school, the general school, from like 5 up to 18, say, there's a big number of people, and the only option to get them all involved in something is to do musical, you know, because most plays don't have sufficient characters.
So you just stick them all in the chorus line.
Well, not really, but it's just that you can put more numbers into it. And therefore, you know, because of that, then we didn't have the opportunity to do a lot of plays. So I just got this brainwave. It has taken off and they all enjoy it.
It's been highly successful for you so far.
It has, yes, yeah.
And as we were chatting about the group that you've got in with you today, you've probably known most of them from knee high.
From their 5 or 6, most of them. Certainly I've known Davok since he was 5, and Orla, and Kenneth's not so early. Who's behind me? Rachel, yeah, she was here since she was a baby too, and Karen. Mm-hmm.
Let's have a chat to some of these characters. We'll start with Mr. Darcy, romantic hero, and so on. Just pull the microphone up there closer to you, and we'll get a chat with you. Because Kenneth, you were in here roughly 12 months ago or something like that in a previous production.
I was indeed.
And who are you playing then?
Who was I playing then? That was Tevye, Mr. Tevye in
Fiddler on the Roof. I remember that as well. You were going to burst into If I Were a Rich Man and so on, but we
yes,
didn't.
The dance.
Unfortunately, we had to have Ed Sheeran instead. But these things happen. Tell us a bit about Mr. Darcy then, and the role you're playing this time.
Well, Mr. Darcy, he's really lovable. I don't know why people don't like him. I really don't understand. He just wants a cuddle. But like he's the gruff, serious character. He's, you know, he's not very fond of silliness, or, you know, not certainly the forward thinking women of this play. So like he's a bit. He's just a bit sad and lonely. He just wants someone to love, and so we'll just see how it goes for him.
I have to say, you're selling it fairly well. Yeah. I'm not sure you're getting a vote of confidence from the rest around you, but you're selling it fairly well. And of course, Elizabeth then is played by Rachel. Rachel looks like the fresh-faced young one of this group. is this your first time, Rachel, on stage, or have you done stuff like this before?
No, since I was 5.
Oh, since you're a dab hand. at this then. You're a dab hand at this. Tell us a wee bit about Elizabeth then.
Elizabeth is the obstinate and single-minded young lady who breaks down the barriers of her era.
You're the troublemaker, basically.
I am.
Yeah.
Make it acceptable to be a troublemaker.
And how's it been going for you? How's preparations going?
Fantastic. I like the challenge of the role. Elizabeth isn't a superficial character. You really have to add depth and layers of character. That's interesting. I haven't had the opportunity to do that before, so it's really advanced my acting skills, I hope.
Would this be your toughest role so far?
The pinnacle of my career so far.
The pinnacle. What else have we got here? We have got Orla, who plays the part of Jane. Where's Orla? There's Orla. Orla, tell us a bit about Jane, because Jane's sort of just another character as far as these headliners, if you like, go.
Well, Jane is the eldest sister in the group, and she's probably one of the kindest, and she believes that everyone is good. She likes to see the good side in people, especially Darcy. She always wanted Elizabeth and Darcy to get together from the start, because she knew that Darcy kind of was a good egg, really.
I like the sound of Jane already. I like the sound of Jane already. We've got two Mr. Collins. Now, this is going to be slightly confusing. Davok is closest to the microphone first, so we'll chat to Davok first. Davok, Mr. Collins, give us a bit of an insight to him then.
Well, I suppose Mr. Collins is really the kind of comedy relief in the show. He's the cousin of Mr. Bennett, and he could be classed as a creepy reverend. He's a religious man, but he's there to provide a bit of fun, and he tries to get off with Elizabeth. So we'll have to see how he succeeds in that.
There's a few technical terms in there for people who are listening. We'll break that down for you in a moment or two. We got two Mr. Collins, so Stevens as well. Stephen, would that be a fair enough description then?
It is a pretty fair description, and I suppose that's been one of the fun things about doing this production, in that we've been able to interpret it in a slightly more humorous way. And the fun thing about playing Collins is that he's sort of at the centre of a lot of the comedy, and it's been challenging, but it's also been a lot of fun to play.
Is there a bit of competition here, lads?
Oh, well, I think we like to just sort of play off each other. You know, he sort of looks at what I'm doing, I look at him, what he's doing, and it's all useful. It's all good.
Whenever the show goes to stage, it's on 1st to the 4th of September. Will you be doing one show and Davok will do a show? And is that how it works? Or?
Yeah, well, there's four nights of the show. I will be doing two nights, and Davok will be doing two nights. So that's the arrangement at the minute.
That's the plan of attack. There's one more lady sitting extremely quiet to our right hand side, and that's Karen. She plays the part of Mrs. Bennett. Karen, you may jump over to the microphone there. Tell us about Mrs. Bennett then.
Mrs. Bennett. What is there to say about Mrs. Bennett? She is
also known as John.
Yes, John Bennett. She is the mother of all the Garrett. She's a bit of comic relief as well, but she's very much a woman of her time. She just wants her daughters married, settled, and she wants pretty much to be higher than what she is. She's always acting very la-di-da, even though she's pretty, I wouldn't say common,
middle
but she's
class,
pretty,
yeah.
Yeah, she's middle class. But she's good fun.
Well, whenever you auditioned for a role in this, did you choose that role in particular, or did Sister Angus say, here, that's what you're having?
And no, I had no idea who I wanted to read for. I just kind of read through it, and I was like, you know what, this is actually really fun. And the first time I opened my mouth to read for this, like, Hyacinth Bouquet voice came out, and then it seemed to make everybody laugh. I was like, you know what, I love her, I want her, yeah, and I was allowed to have her, and it was great.
What other productions have you done?
I have done,
The Crucible.
I've done The Crucible, I've done Les Mis, I've done Ghetto. I wasn't Fiddler. I'm mostly comic parts. I did Elizabeth in The Crucible, and that was a bit of a removal.
And how are you finding this role?
Love it.
Is it challenging?
It's probably the biggest part I've had in terms of lines. She says that she just does not shut up. She's great. But I wouldn't really call it challenging. She's not massively far removed from my own character.
Okay.
But she's good fun. Like, she really does lift it up.
I'll go back to Sister Angus again. Sister Angus, just pull that microphone down to you there. Sister, of the characters that you have around you, which one of them would you say, you know, as soon as you decided you're going to do Pride and Prejudice, you looked at the characters and thought to yourself, Canis is the man for that, or Stephen is the man for that role?
Well, no, I don't look at it like that at all. I go with a clean slate. Well, sometimes, you know, I have a vague notion, but you never know what's going to happen when you do the readings and how they're going to interact with the other characters.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't really have preconceived notions about who's going to do the parts, really. might have a little tiny note, you know, well, she's good at comedy and, you know, he's good at intensity and stuff like that. So I might have a notion, but then you can't really decide until you see how they read the role and how they interact with the other characters and stuff like
that. Well, we were chatting about preparations. I guess things are more or less ready to go, are they?
Yes, more or less. The lines still to be learned.
It's a good job this isn't television, that's all I'm saying.
And, you know, those kind of, you know, there's a lot of the polishing up the last minute, the pacing and all that that has to be done. We still have to get onto the stage. We're very curtailed now in our, there's a play on in the Struil Arts Centre on the Sunday. We can't get our set in until the Monday night, and we're only going to have two rehearsals on stage. So it's going to be a bit frantic, you know.
Do you still get nervous near time for curtain up?
Me? Oh, yes, I'm nervous. I'm nervous all the time until it's over. I'm on the cans, you know, giving directions. Where is the table that should be on stage, right?
And finally, then, when you come round to select a show or a production to do, is it your own choosing, or do you sort of... everybody put their heads together and come up with something?
No, well, I usually have the initial idea, and then I usually bring about two to the table. My actual choice for this year initially was Juno and the Paycock by Sean O'Casey, and they all loved it the day that we read it, but the cast was too small, number one, for the number of people who turned up to audition, and number two, I have to say this with them, none of them could do the Dublin accent properly. So you really need to have the really strong city centre accent for O'Casey. You can't do it in any other accent.
The show runs at Struil Arts Centre 1st to the 4th of September. I would imagine tickets are on sale and probably been snapping up quite quickly.
Well, I haven't looked, to tell you the truth. Yeah, they are on sale now, but I haven't looked to see what way they're going so far.
Yeah, it's a few days ago, they seem to be going pretty well, yeah.
Good stuff indeed. 822-47831 if you'd like to get in contact with Struil Arts Centre. 822-47831 is the contact number there to get tickets. Just finally then, Sister Angus, to wrap up, you've got the team in place, it's near time for curtain up, and as I said, that excitement is building then.
Yes.
You're looking forward to it?
Oh yes, I always look forward to it. I always have dreadful moments until it's actually the first moment this curtain goes up, and then I really enjoy it after that. Well, I do have moments of panic, of course, when things aren't on the stage or people are not there for their cue or something. But basically, once I see it all coming together, you know, it's worth all the hassle and the effort and the running about and frantically trying to get Regency props. And
seeing as they're all standing around you at the moment, this is probably the best team you have had so far on stage, wouldn't it be?
Well, I have to say this about...
John was straight in there.
I have to say this about this group, and I say to everybody about them that they're... I'll cry now. You know, they're the most fantastic crowd of young people that you could possibly imagine. They're so thoughtful, so generous towards each other. They're just an amazing group of young people.
Sounds like it's a bouquet of flowers on the way.
You know, so I mean, all the group, you know. All the groups that have been the Golden, that they're still the Golden Apples players, they're not in every production, but I just have to say that about them. They're an amazing group of young people.
If you'd like to get along and see the show Pride and Prejudice, performed by the Golden Apple players, is on 1st to the 4th of September at the Struil Arts Centre in Omagh. We'll have to say thank you to Cass, to Rachel, to Orla, Stephen, Davok and Karen, and of course to the boss that ties the whole thing together, Sister Angus, and all the team from Golden Apple. Thank you very much for coming in, and best of luck with the show. Hope it goes well.
Very much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah.